Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, fuck me, we do. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, dear.
Hey.
How you doing?
Lover, I'm feeling good. How about you?
I was a little disappointed because our apartment smelled like garbage this morning.
Yeah, it was just they throw a lot of trash out in front of our windows and it just wafts in and
gives
nice summer stench.
Nothing we can do about it.
No, not at all. We're out there smoking, we've taken to smoking as well.
Oh, we started smoking, everyone.
Fucking so many packs of cigarettes we bought in the state of Oregon because they were like $4.50 a pack.
We couldn't afford not to smoke.
I'm proud of you guys.
Hey, thanks, Oz. And you know, this might be the first time you dove into the intro, and I appreciate it.
Well, you were talking about one of my favorite things.
Oz is a smoker. Smoking. Yeah.
Oz just started rolling his own cigarettes.
Yeah.
And it makes him cough.
There comes that phlegm into the sensual tones of this music.
All right. You know who doesn't smoke cigarettes?
Who's that?
Who doesn't smell like hot garbage?
Who's that?
Let me tell you. You know this scamp about town? And she's a Northwestern University graduate.
She's smart.
She's an NYC-based writer and actor by way of Boulder, Colorado, and a regular sketch and improv performer on the Chelsea main stage at UCB.
Mm-hmm. You've seen her in Do This Now, a terrific series featured on Funny or Die and on MTV's Joking Off. Also, this is a fun fact. This dame's got a Hubei High red belt in Hapkido. We are moist to welcome Kristen Akimovic.
Woo!
Yay!
Hi.
Hello.
I actually used to smoke.
Yes.
But you don't anymore.
I don't anymore. But I smoked I made myself start smoking when I was 15, mm-hmm, with my best friend because we desperately wanted to be interesting.
Right.
Yeah. And we felt,
smoking's the coolest.
It is.
I don't care.
It is cool. I do think it's cool.
Yeah. It's just not quite worth it, I guess, in the end. And it's expensive now.
Yeah, it gets expensive because I used to buy cigarettes. They were $2 a pack.
Right.
And now they're $10. Yeah. A pack, which is just a completely different thing.
It is, yeah.
I always wonder about that when I see homeless people smoking cigarettes in New York.
I think people give. I think, you give.
Yeah, which is
you
great.
Have, you
yeah.
Give. But you're like giving $2 to somebody.
It's one of the more expensive things you can do.
Yeah. I smoked for about 10 years too, but that was in the cheaper days of smoking. And Pennsylvania still hasn't had the taxes still aren't as bad. I mean, Oregon, there's no tax. Or there's a little minor tax, I think, on the cigarettes to come
across.
Yeah,
but there's
state
no
lines, but
sales tax.
No, so they're cheap as hell. But yeah, New York, you're paying well over 10 for a pack.
I've never been a regular smoker, but I've smoked casually for a very long time.
I think I was a dedicated casual smoker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you like bought packs.
I bought packs. I like to have my own pack because I started feeling guilty about asking people, mm-hmm, and then it was kind of like a little treasure of mine that I had. Yeah.
And also, it's a great exclamation point on a lot of activities.
Drinking, smoking, fucking.
Everything.
Classic.
The sex after.
So, grocery shopping.
This new thing that happens to me is my hands start shaking when I don't have a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. You got
that's addiction. That's not casual.
No, that's a Nick fit. Let's get him a patch.
Yeah. We'll just put a patch on.
Get him one of those cool vapes.
Oh, would you ever take up vaping?
I already have. I do that and I smoke.
Oh, okay.
It's grosser to vape, I feel, than it is to just light up a Marlboro.
Murph and I saw the saddest human being that's ever lived vaping.
Ooh, yeah.
We're talking about tobacco vaping.
This man was sitting, we were eating outdoors at a bar.
River Grill
in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And this man was sitting out on the deck and he was a very heavy set ginger fellow, big beard.
Yeah.
And he was...
He had like some aggressive...
Sorry, Prosecco. Hello, whoa. Prosecco.
He had some kind of aggressive shirt on, like that looked like a mall kind of...
Like a Hot Topic kind of...
Lightning bolt skull. Like, yeah.
And he was just vaping nonstop. And we had to just watch him because
he
was sadly staring.
Air.
He had like a 1,000-yard stare. He looked like he had some PTSD or something. And he was just chain smoking this vape. And just like
but never took a hit of air.
Like just,
it was
surrounded by a cloud of vape smoke. And I got to the point where I'm like, he may have a nicotine overdose.
Yeah.
Like he may actually have a heart attack.
Just puke and die.
And he was just staring and staring for the longest time. I felt like I wanted to go up and give him a hug and talk to him, but
his skin looked like a wet newspaper.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He was not in good
shape. We just couldn't look away though.
How old was he?
I think he was like 25.
80 or 25.
But he looked
it was
80 or 25. Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
So vaping will put that mileage on your odometer.
Vaping tobacco seems weird.
Yeah, just
I don't
smoke
get
a
that
cigarette.
Either.
Vape your weed, smoke your cigarettes.
We like to vape and dine. Oh, excuse me, wine and dine. Our guests here.
We do.
At Ménage à Trois.
Yeah, the Prosecco made an early entrance out of my my insides there a little bit earlier. I had a belch, but
oh yes,
that's what we asked.
Bubbles.
Kiki, your favorite bev.
Prosecco.
You know, Prosecco.
Right.
It's a wonderful afternoon delight.
The best that the 8th Avenue liquor store had to offer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I appreciate it. It's good. I feel like I had a lot of drinks that I like, but this is kind of the easiest drinking drink.
Yep.
And afternoon, you know? It just feels right.
Right? And it's always kind of a little celebration, which I like.
Well, we actually do have reason to celebrate.
Oh, we do.
Fun fact about Kiki, she's getting married this fall.
Hoo-ha!
That's true!
Ah.
I hope that wasn't a secret.
It's not a secret.
Yes, we've revealed. Finally.
Yes, I'm getting married.
Excellent.
That's awesome. We love your fiancé.
Yeah.
He's really, I think he's a pretty good catch.
He's a catch.
I'm very, I don't want to gloat because I feel like that's bad karma.
No, okay. I think
the sex closet, you can gloat.
Okay. Yeah. He's so great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that he knows about computers, but also knows about sports.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's like a nice, well-rounded fella.
He's a well-rounded fella. And he caught himself a lass, I will say, as well.
Oh, yeah.
You two are a power couple.
Hey, thank you.
It's a good combination.
Thank you.
Total PC.
Mm-hmm.
He coached Murph.
Yes.
To his glory.
Yeah. Well, yeah, to something. Yeah.
Trying I think that was glory.
Baseball team.
That's just one of my favorite
for
things.
For one moment, yeah.
It was great. I love that they would work out together at 6 a.m.
Oh, it was beautiful. The whole thing is beautiful. You guys have a good thing going on, you and Noah.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yeah, yeah. We have a loving relationship, I would say. I
think why don't you marry him?
Yeah, why don't you marry him?
He's spoken for.
All right.
Apparently.
I would let you also marry him.
Can we all marry each other?
We'll just all do that.
Let's
be
a
fourple.
Fourple.
Very Brooklyn.
Yes,
yeah.
Fourple.
Oh, that's great.
A fourple and our hacking vaping Oz in the corner.
Yeah, our uncle child.
Do you want to try this? It's pina colada flavored.
Oz is trying to push wine coolers on us, I think.
No, it's the vape.
All right.
Wait, was Oz that man we saw?
Oz,
did you lose a few pounds?
Yeah.
Oz, you vaped yourself too. A new you.
Congrats, I did. Man.
What do you say we slip on over to sex? Yeah, that's not good yet. What do we do here, lover, huh?
Well, we rip articles from the headlines to discuss matters of your hearts and parts.
Yeah, so this is some topical business. This hot goss comes to us from Gawker.
Ooh.
Oh, they always give us the juicy nuggets. The dick pic wars of Orlando Bloom and Justin Bieber.
Oh, yes!
That
I loved how much you loved the introduction of this.
I'm very excited about this topic. I was just looking at all the pictures.
Excellent.
Just
I got caught up.
Yeah, we looked at Orlando's
Bloom.
Saggy Bloom. Dick for a while. So for our listeners at home, Justin Bieber is naked. Again, this time he's being photographed skinny dipping with a model in Hawaii. So what? The timing of these nude pics is interesting because Orlando Bloom was recently photographed nude with his girlfriend, Katy Perry. What does it all mean?
Well, let me tell you, Bloom and Biebs have history. 2 years ago, Bloom tried to sucker punch Biebs at some fucking place, probably somewhere fancy.
In Ibiza.
And then Bieber had perhaps laid down with Bloom's ex-wife model, Miranda Kerr, while the two were still together. Rumors have led to the divorce. To get the Biebs back, Bloom was photographed chilling with Bieber's ex, Selena Gomez.
So they kept one.
I had a really hard time
with
that. That was a Haas reading I just gave there.
Yeah, it's because he sold you his weird vape, and now you're.
I vape now, and I can't formulate sentences.
And you're doing a really good job.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Wow, so articulate.
So there's a past here. Apparently.
So the idea is that they like had all this like fighting over women nonsense, and now they like need to one up each other by being naked in public.
A dick pic off.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I know I've seen Bieber's dick, but I don't remember it.
I don't remember Bieber's dick either.
Well, I do. I will always go and look at all the pictures if they're available.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody talked about how big they were, both of the dicks, really. And so I went going thinking it was going to be really, but it's just, they're
same.
Just kind of like normal
they're
dicks.
They're nice dicks, but
right?
They're not anything exceptional. No,
yeah.
I agree.
I thought Bloom's could be big, and this is why. Because not to be cliche, but there's the grower or right. shower. If he's a shower, then it's not, it's a normal dick. But if he's a grower, it was like flaccid, pretty long looking.
Yeah,
it, it did look pretty long.
I'm just wondering if that's going to turn into a throbbing member at some point.
Yeah, if he gets a little excited. Well, also when you're out there on the open seas paddling, I mean, I imagine he knew that if he was paddling pantsless, someone was going to take a photograph
yeah,
of him.
Yeah, he's in a public place.
Did he get himself prepared for that at all?
Fluffing? Are you
this is what I'm wondering about. It looked like a little bit
didn't
fluffed.
It? It was like 20% erect.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of juices flowing there.
I felt that too. It didn't look totally flaccid.
Because it was at sort of an angle.
Yes.
It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't just totally dangling. It was starting to poke its head out.
It was. It was like at a 50-degree angle.
Yeah.
Or no. 70-degree angle.
Let's get out the geometry rulers.
Yeah,
because it wasn't 90 quite. It was like 70 from the body.
Yeah, 70 from the body, I think, is a good estimate.
For our listeners at home, Kiki and I both just waved our hands in there.
Yes.
Simulating.
Biebs, I don't quite remember. I guess maybe, was it a selfie that he took of one? Or
I remember that there was like a bump in his underwear that everyone was
that was the
about.
First one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's like a real dick pic.
Right, and same deal. It's just kind of, it's a regular a regular dick.
I wonder if I've been warped from years of seeing pornographic films where to think what is really, to impress me at this point, I think you need to come with something heavy.
Yeah, it needs to look
some weight
like
to it.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think unless penises are huge, they kind of look small just because it's like, it's not a leg. It's like a smaller part of the body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you see
it's not a leg, ma'am.
But if you see like a photographed naked form,
sure.
There's so much skin that isn't dick. Like I think it'd be easy to have someone be like, meh.
Yeah.
Even if you had a nice dick.
Yeah.
That's why I always hold the dime next to it, my penis.
Yes.
When I show it for the first time.
Classic dick pic for,
and you
for
do
scale.
That, you do the newspaper for the date.
Oh, of course. That's two. Whenever I take a dick pic, Kiki, I always make sure to hold up a newspaper to prove the date.
Oh, that's a good idea because you want to make sure it's a fresh dick.
Yep, that's right. Exactly. This is my dick on this day.
It's like
don't be
Castro.
Sending me an old dick pic. I want to see that current.
Yeah, it's like a proof of someone's still alive when you've kidnapped them.
Right. Exactly. I still have this dick.
Yep.
It's proving you don't have an outbreak right now.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Here's the New York Times for today and a dime.
I also thought it'd be funny. There is a thing with women having their vaginas photographed when they're like getting out of taxis and stuff. And
yeah.
Like I remember there was something with Anne Hathaway, had like an awkward moment getting out of a car.
Yeah, Britney, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two things though. They're not trying to show their vag
right,
off.
That's sleazier.
So it kind of seems sleazy. And then also, people don't usually, I'm sure there's something on like a Reddit message board, but they don't talk about it the same way.
Right.
Like, people are like, was Orlando Bloom's dick big? Like, no one's like, was Anne Hathaway's puss? Like, I don't know.
What is even, sweet? No, you wouldn't be able to tell that from a picture.
No.
I feel like I could.
Probably not.
I feel like I could.
It's more of a taste issue.
I could discuss
you
someone's
lick the
vagina. I could discuss the appearance of a vag, but
sure.
I feel like people
speak
don't
speak
really
about it in different terms.
It.
No. Yeah. Is it the one thing that is not discussed about women's bodies and celebrities in these contexts?
Well, I think it's not discussed because people think it's kind of gross.
They're terrified of it.
Yeah, there's this sort of...
It's like a sea creature.
Yeah, it's like a sea creature. It's an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which
mm-hmm.
I think sea creatures are aliens.
Basically,
yeah.
Some of those, we get to the bottom of the sea
it's
there.
It's weird shit.
A lot of weird shit.
Oh, that's super squid?
Super squid.
Don't get me started.
So crazy.
Glowing fish with big horns. Who knows what's
things
down
we don't even know about.
Yeah.
The planet Earth about the deep sea is the coolest.
Hathaway's vag is down there.
Yeah.
20,000 leagues.
Maybe all the vaginas go there.
Yeah.
When they die.
Final resting
place. When they die.
Oh, man. Well,
I do love a good dick pic, though, so I'm in support of this.
Sure. Well, most dick pics, I think, and Haas, correct me if I'm wrong, you're sending a lot more of them, I think. People go fully erect often for dick pics. Like a lot of those.
Absolutely.
Yeah. On the Grindr circuit and the Tinder and whatever else people send dick pics on.
Right.
I feel like there's that Tumblr of a woman who collects all the dick pics that she sent and puts them on Tumblr. And everyone I've seen was rock hard. So people try to kind of say this is everything.
Yeah, you want to put your best foot forward.
Yes, your best,
so to speak.
Leg, foot or piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tripod.
Yeah.
Murph had a dick pic floating around.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. It was a horrendous angle. I didn't take my angles properly, and it looked just
he
like
he took
a,
it himself. But you knew the angle.
It was
bad,
a yeah.
Right?
It was a goof that I just tweeted out.
It was straight on, so it was only the head and then his body. It looked like his dick was like half an inch long.
And I'm very hairy, so it was just like a forest and then a tiny little mushroom head.
Did you take it on a trip on a retreat?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny?
Diana's right. The angle was
terrible.
Just,
yeah, it looks like I don't have a shaft.
You really can't get
which, which it's there. I mean, it's no bloom, but it's there.
No, I.
It was a hilarious angle. It was the straight on.
I know there's a shaft, dear.
Thank you, dear.
But what's funny is we have a thing with our TV where Murph has a slideshow that goes. So usually it's like a couple of cute wedding photos, like photos of our friends, but it's like whatever's in his recent
photo stream.
So our friends were over and his dick kept coming on screen.
And there's like, no the rhyme or reason to why they how they shuffle through, but for some reason they kept this one kept coming up.
Like it was every other photo was that photo of Murph's like weird button dick.
My button dick and my like fat hairy gut. Because it's too much gut involved. Like the framing
I love
was
it,
horrendous.
But at first everyone laughs and then like the 40th time people are like, I feel
do you have
weird.
Any other ones? Yeah. Do you have any pictures?
Yeah.
No, that's our only photo.
I do think there's a certain degree of confidence of a dick pic that isn't. It's like a selfie. All the selfies, you don't believe them anymore because there are hundreds of selfies taken and filters and this and that. If you're just like, well, this is my dick, the way it got caught right now.
It's
you know?
Caught in the trap.
Yeah.
But I want that for women. Like, Orlando Bloom looks so proud paddleboarding around with his dong.
Well, also he's primped himself and in the genital region as well. His pubes were trimmed to a.
I would love to sail around the world with my leg up on the deck, like you know, just being like,
just
look at my beef.
Yeah,
we need more of that.
We do need more of that.
I think so too.
So send us your dick and vagina photos.
Yes, please.
At Menage Radio,
we'll rate them.
We'll rate them.
We'll rate them
on a sliding scale from me to Bloom. or Biebs.
It's really a photography contest more than
it
anything.
It is,
It's not a...
Yes.
Yeah, because I think you're right about the dick pics that the paparazzi catch, but many that people take themselves, I bet they do all those angles.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Like, and it's like duck face, but for dick.
It's duck
dick face
for dick. Yeah, dick face.
There it is.
It really is. And that's the thing about Anne Hathaway and Britney, that like if you're getting that angle on your...
Yeah, getting out of a
car. Yeah, it's always going to be like... Bleh.
Like a smush.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're sweaty and your labia stuck together. Oh
it wasn't quite prepared.
There could
be
a lot better staging. A well-staged vagina is a whole different deal.
Sure.
Beautiful. George O'Keefe levels of detail.
Yes, please. Send us those O'Keefes.
Please. Oh, I didn't have my bell out, so I can't end the segment.
The segment never ends. All right. Well... we want to thank Blooms and Biebs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully they just beat the shit out of each other with their dicks hanging out someday.
Love it.
And then we can all enjoy. So what do you say we do some listener love, Haas, huh?
Listener mailbag.
Here we have people email us, tweet at us, grab us sometimes on the street, and ask us questions. And Kiki, we need your help because we're not great at it. So if you can help give us
advice,
these people advice.
Okay, I'll help you guys. I don't believe you're not great at it, but I will help.
It depends. Some days
we have our moments.
We do. But I think three heads are better than two.
Yes.
Bloom, Bieber, and another dick.
Yes.
That was dickhead joke. Haas, who do we have first?
Q1 is from Cameron in West Orange, New Jersey.
Q1?
Wow.
Via our Twitter, at Menage Radio.
All right.
Cam says, I brought a girl home recently, and she passed out in my bed before we could go to the bone zone. When I woke up the next morning, she was gone. Yo, she a ghost or what?
Wasn't expecting that ending.
No. Cam, I thought you were a pile of garbage in the first half of that question, I will admit. But
Bone zone. Haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. It might have been a ghost. I mean, who can rule it out totally?
Really?
No, I don't believe in ghosts.
It was not a ghost. She was probably embarrassed.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah. Yeah.
She probably heard you say bone zone at some point.
Yeah.
And she pretended to fall asleep and then snuck out.
Exactly. She's not a literal ghost, but there's the new ghosting,
which
is just vanishing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Is that what he means?
Is he asking about that? God, I'm so old.
Like the Irish goodbye?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was like a reference to being ghosted.
Yes.
Haas, you've been ghosted a lot. Would you say this woman was a ghost?
I wouldn't say she was an actual apparition. I think that she realized the mistake she made and promptly left your apartment.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I know West Orange, and that's a dump.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, Cameron.
I mean, it's the most likely thing is that she woke up, didn't know where she was, and got out of there.
Yeah.
That's more likely than she's an actual literal ghost.
Who can say?
Who can say?
Yeah, it's hard to know.
Jersey, there's probably a lot of specters floating around.
Are there specters in the tri-states? Yeah. Pennsylvania's got our fair share of specters. That I don't?
Yeah.
You know,
you do, right?
I'm more open-minded. Murph is totally closed off to the supernatural.
That's not entirely true.
He's very analytical,
yes.
So okay. He can't prove
I don't
something.
Believe that there's any evidence, that there's ever been any actual evidence that has passed any sort of even loose scientific scrutiny.
But are you open to the fact that there may be things that we cannot yet understand?
Yes, I am open to that.
I'm
open
to space.
Of course. Well, once you get out into space, there's ghosts everywhere. But I'm talking about on planet Earth.
On Earth.
No, aliens, I'm saying. Yeah, there's plenty of shit we don't understand,
okay.
For sure. I just feel like there's been enough people that believe in ghosts because they either had an experience personally that can be attributed to all sorts of things, sleep paralysis, hallucinogens, you know, just psychosis, brief psychosis.
Anyway, what are you going to do with a ghost?
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. Like, what do they have to offer?
Well, I guess.
They haven't been around
a long
time.
As long as they're not aggressively haunting.
Why not? People die every day. They're not always old-timey.
Yeah, I guess.
You know the best argument I've ever heard against ghosts being real? Is that if they were, there'd be like millions of animal ghosts. And no one ever talks about that.
Yeah. Well, animals don't have souls, if you think about it from an evangelical standpoint.
That's not true. They're sentient beings.
Of course that's not true.
Oh.
I was saying it as a joke.
Well, I just mean that's a great, because people are always like, I saw a small girl with a bow in her hair. I'm like, why don't you ever just see a weird raccoon?
Yeah.
That's right. With unfinished business.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's coming back to get that trash can open. It's like I have not ghost. Was not able to crack the code in my life.
Ghost raccoon.
Yeah.
It's a movie begging to be
waiting.
That's a Pixar, Jane.
That is a Pixar.
No one has ever said they've seen an animal ghost, though. You're right. I've never heard of any reports.
Well, I mean, there's like Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, like dog ghosts.
People see dog ghosts?
They're gotta.
But you never heard of it, though, have you?
No, now that you mentioned it, I don't know that I've ever heard of it, but it feels like if there's people ghosts,
there would be
dog ghosts because
yep.
They're just hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man's best friend.
Yeah,
right.
If you had a pet in this life,
postmortem,
you have it in the next.
Do you?
I think so. I think you, unless you put it up for adoption.
Oh, no, you can't.
Adopt a ghost dog.
Are you a believer?
Here's the thing.
Are you a believer?
I'm a believer.
Keep those dick.
I want to believe so badly because I just think the more stuff, I think it's cool.
Yeah. I would love if it were, if it did in fact come out that it was true. It's just people put evidence forward and say that it's just fact. And I feel like that's completely, people have been trying for so long to capture ghosts in some way,
and
there's been no real evidence. Which maybe the materials we have and the equipment is not made to catch ghosts.
I do think it's... Go ahead.
No. Well, I was just going to say, the stories always come from, like, that person.
Oh, yeah. It's always the worst person.
There was always, like, that girl who was like, no, I swear, I saw 10 ghosts. And, like, you're just like, you do want to believe. So I would pass the ghost stories along and try to sell it. But it's just like...
Well, it's hard to look someone in the eyes who's so excited about something and they tell you something that happened to them in real life and they swear by it and you want to just look at them like, you're a dummy.
Right.
It's hard to do that to someone.
Woof.
Or you just, you know, you had a dream. You had a sleep paralysis situation.
I feel like you, if you actually saw a ghost, would be the most excited.
Yes, I would be pumped.
You seem like a person who wants to be proven wrong.
Yes, I do. I am a skeptic, but I want to be proven wrong for sure. I would love to party with a ghost.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd party with a ghost.
I'd party with a ghost.
Would you guys snort ashes?
I think it depends on who. Yours? Yes.
That's the thing people do when people die that they're close to. They, like, blow the ashes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was on 6 Feet Under, and I've heard about it before.
Hmm.
It wouldn't occur to me, but now that you mention it, I would think about it the next time I'm in front of a bunch of ashes.
Consider it.
Yeah.
Consider breaking out the credit card and cutting
out
a line of ashes. Now, is there a high involved with that?
No, but one could argue if you mingled it with drugs, that then you're like experiencing it with your lost soul.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
A little ketamine.
Like getting high on a former life.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Highs of Christmas past.
High as a dead Georgia pine. Yes, exactly.
Oh, well.
Well, so she may have been a ghost. Inconclusive.
Yeah, jury's still out on whether ghosts are real. Haas, who else do we have?
Q2 is from Sandra in Austin, Texas, via our old email, menage a trois.radio@gmail.com.
And our current.
Sandy asks, every time I use the bathroom in my apartment, there are like 10 red pubes on the toilet seat. I think my ginger roommate is placing them there on purpose. How do I evict the fucker?
Evict?
I don't know about any rent.
What if he just has alopecia?
Yeah. Alopecia of the pubes. Does alopecia affect the
I think it'd be all
south?
Your hair.
Hmm.
I just meant if it's like a condition, you don't want to evict someone because their pubes are falling out.
No. My pubes are all over our apartment.
But that's not even always pubes. It's just that you have hair all over your body.
Yes. All of them are pubes other than on your head. Isn't that the biology of it all or no?
You think a hair from your back is a pubic hair?
I think so.
Think about
anything that came
region.
In puberty.
Think about the pubic region of
your body. Oh, this is very pubic interesting.
Region.
Diana's right. But I can see why you would believe that.
I would think that. Anything that came, you know, you're born with a little bit of head of hair.
A pube
but
is just something you get on puberty. Yeah.
No, that is a good argument.
Well, yeah. All right. Whatever my hairs are, they're everywhere in the household. I'm not a ginger, but yeah.
And I would never evict you. But also, there's never like 10 on the toilet seat.
No. Well, that's the thing. If you feel that the person you're living with, if they're just hairy and they shed, then, you know, you're just going to have to deal with that, talking about it. If you think that this is this special kind of lunatic that would place 10 pubic hairs on the toilet seat.
Every time.
Every time. Yeah. Then you need to leave that situation.
Yeah.
Because that's the beginning of
and
a,
then you're dealing with
a horror story.
Real crazy person.
Yeah.
And not to connect all gingers, but could this have been the vapor we saw?
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no. This
all,
is
yes,
in Austin.
All gingers.
Austin,
well,
Texas.
He might get around.
Yeah.
Yeah, fat gingers
I
vaping.
Don't know what to say about that. Part of me is like, who cares? We're all people. And then another part of me is like, that guy's a weird perv and you should evict him.
Also, just lay some ground rules. Be like, yo, man, whatever you want to do when you got that toilet's all yours while you're in there, but just a wipe down.
But like, here's right. The thing, right? You got the pubes. You could plant them somewhere, you know, and get him in trouble.
Frame him for a crime.
Frame him with
Haas's
those pubes.
Advice.
Yeah.
Listen, don't commit a crime,
you're
but if a crime has been committed already, it's done and done.
The pubes,
collect
you're
the pubes,
yes, trickle
get like
them.
A good amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then leave it somewhere at like a crime scene or an elementary school and then call it in.
An elementary school?
I mean, the question is, how do I evict the fucker?
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
There's a evicting's a far cry from jail.
Also, I would love to see the Daily News headline of like, there was a murderer and the sick bastard sprinkled 150 of his pubes, bright red pubes, all over the body for some reason and ran off.
And then they're like, we tested them and realized this guy has a rare condition that makes his hair fall out. And then the woman realizes she's a monster.
Yeah, framed your roommate.
And she'd have to come forward and it's just because she doesn't like hair everywhere.
Yeah, so if you want that on your conscience, go for it. Yeah.
You guys jinxed each other.
You jinxed.
Also, maybe he's a ghost. I don't know.
Maybe he's a ghost.
Could be a ghost. Haas, who else do we have?
Last cue.
Jesus Christ.
Got ourselves a message on Facebook from Kenneth in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm.
Kenny is wondering.
Princetown, yeah?
Indeed. He says here, Kenny, that is, I found a box of my old photos in my wife's closet, and they prove she was a juggalo. Can you believe it? What did I do?
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to not believe it, not knowing your wife. First of all, congratulations, you have your own closets. You're a real fucking fancy man.
Yeah.
A little fancy family over there, digging through your wife's closet.
Yeah, I don't think you should dig through your wife's closet.
I think that's true.
This is an interesting issue of people's pasts.
Yeah, if you married someone, you had no idea they were a juggalo at one point, because that's a strong part of who you were.
Keep a secret.
It is.
Well, and I want to be like, who cares? But there are very few things that are lamer than being a true juggalo.
That's true. We've all gone through phases in our youth, you know. But
like, I was a skater.
Yeah. So you had the pants. You were 1/3 of the way to a juggalo.
Now, what is the pure definition of a juggalo?
The Juggalos are the following of the Insane Clown Posse.
Okay.
Which is an insane band.
Right.
And they have the Meeting of the Juggalos, which is where the ICP plays. Gathering, excuse me. Sorry, everyone. Gathering, I mean, of the Juggalos.
There's an informal meeting.
But there's like
as well.
An insanity connected. Like, I don't think it's just people who went to shows. I think people who consider themselves
Juggalos.
It's like a
culture.
It's a culture and a lifestyle. Yeah, yeah.
It's something, they're like fucked up clowns.
So it's like a deadhead. But it's for...
Yeah, for a shit generation.
For a shit...
Yeah, for okay. Shitty people.
Okay.
Only because I say shitty people, I'm sure there's, you know, five or six of them that are fine. But of the thousands that I've seen in, like, documentaries and stuff when they interview people there...
Yeah, we're rarely so judgmental, but I feel comfortable saying this is a subculture that is, like, whack.
Yeah. Well, because, the band itself certainly started as more of a novelty than anything,
well,
and then they turned into rock rap.
And the problem is taking it really seriously.
Right. Yeah. I mean, maybe she was just young and doing it. I've been to two concerts. That's
uh-oh.
Like,
do you want us to bleep that out?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We will not root through your closet.
Do
in
not
this episode.
Let that get. But I feel kind of like that when things come on. I remember I liked a couple of bands because my boyfriend liked them. Because that's what you do when you're a young woman and trying to figure things out. You mm-hmm. kind of attach to things, and now. A song will come, and I'm like, oh God, I had so much feigned enthusiasm for this thing because I so desperately wanted to be a part of something and to connect with another person.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe that's why she was a Juggalo. Maybe she had friends who were Juggalos.
Mm-hmm.
If she didn't mention it, it's not part of herself that she's proud of.
No.
I think putting all the Juggalo stuff aside, you're totally right. It could have been just like a fun phase. Why did she never tell him and they're married? And why is she keeping a weird Juggalo box in the closet?
Well, that's a thing, yeah.
She wants to be discovered. She can't bring it up. She can't bring it up. But all of a sudden, her closet was a door was ajar one day, and she knew what she was doing. She just wants to be confronted because she can't bring it up on her own.
I don't think you need to do anything, Kenny, except for stop digging through your wife's closet.
Don't dig through the closet, because the first conversation you have if you do say, hey, I was... digging through your closet and found these photos is that you're digging.
Yeah.
Don't dig.
Paint your dick like a Juggalo.
Dick like a Juggalo. Haas, of all the garbage advice that you've given, that one I feel is...
good.
It's really far up there.
That black and white paint.
No, it's not safe to put inside someone's
body. Not toxic.
Not well, yeah, actually, you know what, though? I'll take that back. That was not garbage advice. If you're going to confront her about it, to not be negative, to come... in Juggalo garb, maybe it's on your penis, maybe it's just on your face, some big baggy pants and some Molly, and just be like, hey, any interest?
And then spray her in the face with Faygo.
What's Faygo?
Oh, it's a regional soda in the Michigan area that they all right, drink.
Big
enough.
In the Juggalo.
Spray her with Faygo.
Well, those questions were special. But now we have some questions for our guest.
Ooh, yes, we do.
This is a little something called six sections.
These are six rapid-fire sex questions.
Great.
You just have to answer as quickly as you can.
In how many words?
As many as
you need.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
But you have to go fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
We recently had George Lucas on the program, and he spoke very slowly.
Okay.
Yeah, he took his time.
If I need to speed up, kind of go like that.
Oh, sure.
Well, there's music that'll stress you out a lot.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right. Okay. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Starting now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Couch. Mm.
What's the sexiest animal?
Wolf.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, God. Tilda Swinton?
What U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, the current one? Obama. I should clarify just
in case
not any current
back.
One.
Yeah. 69 or 420?
Oh. Tie?
Yeah.
Okay.
489.
Yeah, 489.
And lastly, what song would you steal? No. What song would you sing to steal America's heart?
Do I have to sing it?
We'd like you to, but no pressure.
Okay. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. Woo. It's not fair.
Yes.
Man, you like committed to that.
Oh,
I really like that.
Also,
I love that song so much.
Those, I mean, Tilda, you know.
She's my number one, too.
She is. Tilda and Wolves, she's a lady after your heart.
Kiki's trying to romance me.
You love the Wolves and you love Tilda.
I love Tilda so Tilda's much.
I love both. She's everything she does is just you can't say anything negative about it because it's just so her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very yes. cool.
Yeah.
Self-assured.
She knows yeah. who she is, and she delivers at all times.
Yeah.
And like her family life Paul says. And her everything.
Yeah.
It's just,
oh, yeah. Her husband's at home raising the kids, yes. and she just has, like, lovers and is, like, doing art around yeah. the world.
Power.
She's great. She's funny.
Yes. Yep.
She's 9 feet tall.
She's just...
a presence.
Yeah. She has that kind of, like, blown back look all the time. Mm-hmm. I just love it. Yeah.
Androgynous. Just mm-hmm. kind of a...
so cool.
She's, I feel, spiritually connected with David Bowie, dare I say.
Yes.
I think
they
so.
They have kind of that, yes, that same kind so. Of presence. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like our celestial others.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They're on a planet together as we speak.
We recently had a conversation about, what's the, what do you call the thing where, like, teenagers say to each other when they're like, oh, you have one pass... if
oh,
you
yeah.
could, like, fuck one person.
And you can cheat on your significant
other. With, like, is it hall pass? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All of ours, we just rattled a couple of our top ones, and they were all over 50 or 60 years of age, and I feel like Tilda would definitely be in that category.
Murphs were, like...
Dame Helen Mirren.
Susan Sarandon. It was all, like, old women.
Helen Mirren is Greer. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Helen Mirren.
She's a close one to Tilda Swinton.
She is.
She's just wonderful.
She's yep. so great. And, again, another just... cool woman who just knows who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aging gracefully.
Who were yours? McConaughey was on both of our lists.
McConaughey. I had Benicio del Toro.
Oh, Benicio, yes.
I said it'd be hard for me to not fuck Johnny Depp if I had the chance, but I'm totally aware that he's no longer like...
he's not what he was. But...
no, he's kind of become ridiculous mm-hmm. and is like wearing so much jewelry that I don't know if I could like find his dick. But it would be hard having grown up in an era where I was just like... Winona and Johnny that yeah. I like would have to jump on it.
Sure.
Why no forever?
Can you do that you get to have sex with them in a specific time period or does it have to be at present?
Ooh.
Oh, well, you're talking about fantasy. We're talking about reality.
Okay.
We're like, talking about like we were propositioned by Helen Mirren and Benicio
right now.
Del
Toro. No, but like say I'm in LA shooting something and I go to the Chateau Marmont, which why would I? But say I do.
Say
I've been there,
there.
Once mm-hmm. for Billy Clark's birthday and I like run into Benicio Del Toro. I can call Murph and be like, I think I'm going to do a bunch of cocaine and fuck this guy. And he would be like, okay.
Okay. That's
and
I would, yeah. People, yeah.
I actually feel like I would go as far as to say, I think if your significant other did call you with that scenario, you'd kind of be a jerk to just deny it flatly, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like...
because certain people are so obviously one-offs.
Yes.
It's like
right.
pie in the sky. It's yeah. not like, oh, there was like some floozy like rolling
You're not going to leave somebody for Benicio del Toro. That's a bad bet.
It is a bad bet, yeah.
But one night...
one night.
One night in Bangkok.
Yeah, one night in Bangkok.
And Benicio's, you're always there.
Yeah, I know this isn't fun to do on air, but I wish I could just sit here and think of all the people I want to have be my hall pass.
Yeah.
Maybe we could talk about it after.
Yeah, we'll chat more about hall passes. I'm glad we couldn't think of the word for it. I'm glad you...
hall pass. That's yeah, great.
It's great.
All right, and thanks again for singing.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
We love belting Alanis.
Yes.
So good.
And that song is so guttural and so wonderful.
Yep.
Still.
It really, it holds up.
Yep.
Also, good old-fashioned couch respect.
Yes. Oh, yeah, just a classic couch fuck.
Yeah.
You don't have
yeah.
to get fancy.
Nope. You don't have to. It's made for fucking.
It is. It's built for pleasure.
Yeah, passing out and fucking. It's like the greatest piece of furniture ever.
It really is. I want a better, that's a life goal is to have a better couch.
Yep.
Me
I think
too.
I think you've arrived when you've got that like statement
yeah,
piece couch.
Yeah.
That's just comfort and style.
Leather. That's all I want.
Yeah.
A big, fat leather couch.
Big, yeah. fat with like a where people can really spread
yes.
out on.
Yeah, no one
and
has to be shoulder to
yeah,
shoulder uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you're
and
like
people come
5 feet away, mm-hmm. but there's 10 people on the couch.
Yep.
You start finding yourself sleeping there more often than your own
right?
bed.
Right, because
like,
it's
this
the
is
best
so
piece of furniture in the whole house.
People can be fucking on it. You won't even feel it.
You won't
it.
Notice.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's the kind of couch... that our Ektorp, sadly, is not.
No, our sad little fucking Ektorp.
Sad little IKEA shit.
Oh, well, she's trying.
She is. Should we make it wet?
Let's
or get
do
it.
It
wet?
Ooh, make it wet.
Make it wet.
I don't know the name of that segment.
No, no one does, but we know the point of it.
Let's hey, as long it. As we're soaked at the end of it, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Woo. Excellent.
So this is going to be a contest between the three of us, and
okay.
Oz is going to judge.
Okay.
All right. So what we do here is gather excerpts from various mediums that were not written to be sexy.
And then we try to read them in our most sultry voices.
Okay.
To try to make them sexy.
Make them erotic.
Make them very erotic.
Oz, what's our source material
today? Oh, man, this week you're going to love it. It's so good. It's so good because we're reading Donald Trump quotes, guys.
Oh, my. Wow.
This might be the tallest story yet.
Yeah. These are real life Donald Trump quotes. Okay. All right. We're going to start out with Diana.
Okay.
Okay. So you have a couple of utterances from a strange orange goblin.
Got it.
Now go ahead and try to make that sexual.
I will. And I'd like to say before I start, I'm not going to do a Donald Trump impression.
No.
I'm just going to be really sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Be sexy.
It's about the words for me.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a sexy voice.
All right. I mean, part of the beauty is me. I need to start over. I need to start over.
Take two.
I mean, part of the beauty of me is that I am very rich. All right, quote two. Q2, as Haas would say. Mm. If your business is not a brand, it is a commodity. Commodity.
Better.
All right, last. Money was never a great motivation for me. Except as a way to keep score. The real excitement is playing the game. Oh.
That was really sexy.
Yeah. Yes, the last one.
Yeah, that last one got me going.
It took me three to get there, but
ooh,
I feel good.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and move on to Murph. You should have some Trump quotes, correct?
I got them, Haas.
Great, now make them soggy, Haas.
You fucking son of a gun. All right. It's very hard for them to attack me on looks because I'm so good looking.
Mm.
Mm. I like thinking big. If you're going to be thinking, you might as well think big. Our country needs a truly great leader, and we need a truly great leader now. We need a leader who wrote The Art of the Deal. Oh my!
That was so
we need
sexy.
A leader who wrote a specific book. That's an amazing.
Well, you had the words big. You had hard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got to really chew into those.
But The Art of the Deal fucked you a little
yeah,
at the end.
I couldn't quite
stay in that
Damn.
Place.
All right.
Okay. Well, last up, Kiki. Now you should have also a selection of quotes.
And, She's reading them.
Good. And I have a feeling you're going to put the pump in Trump hump.
What?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
I do not wear a wig. Okay. The concept of global... Okay, I'm going to start this one.
Redo.
The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese.
Oh, so sexy.
Damn.
Ooh.
I am sopping wet.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Haas, she has
Wait,
one more.
I got one more, Haas.
Excuse me. All right.
Just put your boner away until right now.
She wanted to breast pump in front of me. I may have said that's disgusting, but I may have said something else. I thought it was terrible. She's a horrible person who knows nothing about me.
Yes.
Damn.
Woo.
You really sold this
yes.
terrible utterance.
So sultry. It just went up a few degrees. I just saw that.
The global warming by and for the Chinese.
Yeah.
Special.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Oh.
He's so sexy.
Well, Haas, now that you popped twice.
This is a really tough one. You know what? All right. Kiki, why don't you go ahead and make America sexy again, because you're the winner.
Oh, that's so great.
Yes.
Congrats. I will make America sexy again. I
There's
will.
There's no prize, but there are bragging rights.
Okay, yes. I'll do that. I'll brag a lot.
Never been prouder.
Never.
Ooh, that was sexy. Well, should we slide on over to virtual sugar?
Oh, yes.
Ooh!
Should always get two bottles.
I know, sorry. I panicked.
No, I'm blaming you. I was just making a mental note.
I only had $20.
This is perfect.
Virtual Shug is, you know, we know you're...
Enfianced.
Yeah.
But let's just pretend for a moment that you're not.
Okay.
And we want to see you in action.
On an improvised date.
Oh, okay.
So you pick a name out of this cup.
Okay.
It's one of the three of us.
Haas is next door, but he's with us in spirit.
Yes, he's a ghost.
Ooh, I got Haas.
Oh, Haas! Yes.
Haas, be nice to the lady.
Haas, the ghostly presence.
All right, so just an improvised date. See how you react.
Which date?
Whatever you guys want.
Yeah, anything you want. It could be like your 50th anniversary. It could be the first date.
Okay.
You know, interesting. It's up to you two.
Totally.
And me and Diana will dive in if need be, you know?
Oh, we'll be there.
Yeah.
All right, date begins now.
All right, so I'm going to do this next smoke trick. This is going to be really cool. It's a tough one. All right, I'm going to make a bullseye and blow an arrow through it. All right, you ready, Kiki?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, cool. Oh, man. Ah, actually, went down the wrong pipe there.
Excuse me, sir. Hi, I brought your check over, and you can't smoke in here.
What are you talking about? This is indoor cigarettes.
You know, he was just showing me a trick because this is his skill, and I support all of his skills.
That's really cute, but there's clearly a no smoking sign here. You know, I could lose my job letting you smoke.
Lady, that's
section.
A regular cigarette. This is an indoor cigarette.
No, it's a patented indoor cigarette.
Yes.
No vape life here, okay? Just pay your check and get the hell out, okay?
Excuse me, are you discriminating against my decision to way to lead my lifestyle, which is vape life?
I don't make the rules, sir. I'm sitting here. I'm a single mother of 17 children. I'm just trying to make a buck. Will you just pay your check and get the hell out?
Sweetie, let's do this at Baskin Robbins.
Fine, but is it going to be one with a Dunkin' Donuts attached to it?
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know?
I can't promise you. Hey, babe, did you take your meds today?
No.
Babe, we talked about this, okay? How many times do we have to talk about this? You have a lot of problems and you need to take all your meds.
Yeah, but I need to be creative.
I'm gonna
go to Berlin for the smoke championships.
Babe, you know I believe in you and the smoke championships. You know I believe in your talents. That's why we're together.
I know, you support me. Yeah. I don't have a job. This is what I do.
I know, and I'm an actuary, and I'm an actuary for you.
And I don't know what that means, but I think that it's important that you help with actuating.
Sweetie, I've explained this so many times. I crunch numbers.
Well, yeah, crunch.
Thanks for the 50-cent tip, you piece of shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. He said he'd pay this time, and I just let him because I want him to feel like a man.
I don't have a man, but I have 17 children.
Well, let's be honest, I barely have a man, but I'm holding on as tight as I can.
God bless you, sweet angel.
Thank you.
See that? Now that's a dog I just made barking.
Hey, Hotshot, you blowing smoke over in my direction here. This, you know, I got my stepson here with me.
You got a problem?
Yeah, I got a problem.
What's the problem?
I got a problem with you smoking indoors with my stepson.
Sorry, sir. He's training for a tournament in Berlin.
You going to Berlin?
Of course, though.
Oh, Hotshot. You think
championship?
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. You want
to
go?
I'm going to Berlin.
Randy, my asthma.
Theodore, enough. Listen, I'm gonna get you. I'll get you the damn toy later. Whatever that one you want, I'll get it for you.
It's
the hula hoop.
Wii.
A Wii, Nintendo Wii or a hula hoop. You get a hula hoop today, all right?
Hey, kid, check
this out.
You're
not my real... What?
Kid, check this out. Suck on this.
Hey, you want to fucking go? We'll have our own private Berlin right here, right now.
Oh, all right.
Cool. I'm sorry, miss, for interrupting.
Oh, it's okay. I'm an enabler.
Yeah, I mean, this guy needs some serious help.
Yeah, I know.
I have to go home and paddle my stepson now.
No. We're going to go to the basket. Hey, do you want to come to Baskin Robbins with us?
Can I go, Randy? I'll be home by 10.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to go check out an R-rated film. Will you take the kid for a couple hours?
Yeah, would you like to do that, sweetie?
Fine.
So, what grade are you in?
I'm homeschooled, but I'm technically fourth grade.
Wow. What age does that make you?
I'm 9 and a half.
Wow. I remember being 9 and a half. Those were the days.
It's not so great. Randy paddles me all the time, and my mom's an actuary, so I never see her.
Your mom's an actuary? What's her name?
Beth.
Beth what?
Beth Wiggle.
Beth Wiggle?
Yeah.
No kidding. She's my business partner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're Kiki.
Yeah, I'm Kiki. It's Kiki and Wiggles. The actuary's for you.
Oh, my God. Those business cards are so
Hey,
cool.
And I'm J-Train.
That's J-Train. He is my boyfriend of 7 years.
Right? Can you believe it? I don't even look
really.
Like I could date for that long. I get so many offers.
Yeah, well.
I bet you don't get any, mister.
Sweetie?
That's not true.
Okay. It's not true. He gets offers sometimes, but they're always off Craigslist. He does this Craigslist thing. I let him do it once a week so he can still feel desirable as a man. He has a masculinity issue.
And they're sometimes not old.
That's right. They're sometimes very young.
My stepdad has a masculinity issue because he only has a head of a penis and not the shaft. And my mom talks about it all the time.
Oh, that's interesting. So he has a button dick.
He has a button dick. That's what mom screams at him when he gets drunk and drives on the lawn.
Well, J Train also has a button dick.
Yeah, I can tell.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
We got another button dick over here.
Wait, what?
Yeah, two button dicks in one place. That's got to be a world record.
Oh, my
God. Not me. I'm packing.
This is great.
What is it? I hear somebody overhear somebody talk about button dick.
You got a little button dick?
Yeah. What you got? You got a button dick,
baby?
Oh, two button dicks gonna collide in Berlin, baby.
That's right.
Only one button dick can come out on top.
Hey, you know what? I like the way you look.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate that. You look like dog shit, frankly. I'm sorry.
Yeah it's the smoke. Bad. It stains your face.
You see, I train for Berlin a week before Berlin. That's my secret. I don't smoke anything the whole rest of the year.
That is a good trick.
Sweetie, yeah. Do you want to tell him your training?
Yeah, sure. I'll go and set up a lodge, like a kind of like a Native American house, and then I'll just sit in the smoke for days on end,
now
just smoking it in.
What, you got to get those papers? You got to file those federally to get that to be like a reserve, Native American
house? I just do it in the apartment.
Yeah,
what the hell makes it a Native American?
Well, I buy him a bunch of stuff off Etsy.
Oh, yeah, the prints. Mm-hmm. The
Dream catchers.
Prints. Yeah. Yeah. Pendleton blankets.
Or what do they call those? The flute player?
A flautist.
A peace pipe?
Oh, the peace pipe.
No, it's a pepicoli, I think is what it's called.
That sounds like an Italian spiced meat.
Yeah, it sounds.
Hey, there's a Baskin Robbins. Can I get three scoops?
Theodore, you can have anything you want.
Randy, really?
I'm feeling good today. I just met a fellow button dick and his lovely lady. Yeah. Go ahead, get three scoops.
All right.
And a donut. Is this a combo? Is there a Dunkin' on the other side of here? I can't see. My eyesight's piss poor.
Looks like there is.
All right, well, get yourself three scoops and a donut.
Okay.
Sweetie, are you okay? There's a donut shop here.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad I'm going to mix with the ice cream.
Oh, good.
Well, these are some good friends we've met here today, Theodore. What do you think? Second date?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What do you say, babe?
Hey, I'll do anything for you.
So romantic.
Kiki and Wiggles, actuaries for you.
That was the best.
Oh, what a service.
Oh, my God. I'm so stupid.
Hey, listen,
no,
you were a lovable
you were
loser.
Great.
I think you were amazing.
Yeah, you
really
brought
it. You were so supportive.
Yeah. Listen, you got to stand by your man. Yeah.
Noah's a lucky gentleman.
You got to stand by your man or whatever that was.
Or put up with just a fucking piece of
stand
garbage.
By your button dick.
Yep. Stand by your button dick.
You were just like a chimney.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoking chimney.
Just huffing and puffing on that vape, which is very sad.
You'll be dead soon, which is sad. You know what else is sad?
We have to say goodbye to Kiki.
That's true.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure.
You guys, you don't have to say goodbye to Kristen.
No, don't do it.
Just head on over to Twitter and follow her at Yakimovic. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yakimovic?
Yakimovic.
I think with the yak, it like changes the pronunciation.
Well, my last name is very versatile. You can really go a lot of directions with it.
I mm-hmm. love that about you.
Yes. Check out our new series, Do This Now, on Funny or Die.
And season 3 of Joking Off dropped on August 4th, so don't sleep on that, people.
Nah.
Thank you, Ms.
Thank
Kiki.
You guys.
Thank you so much.
We
Who
legally.
Else do we have to thank legally. We're contractually obligated to thank this man.
Our producer, bada bing, bada hong, that's Ben Hosley.
Hell yeah. And our mama, UCB Comedy. And please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Email
if you're
us.
Ghosts, see us in the night.
Yeah, and if there are any wolf ghosts, we are Ooh. Open to that.
Ooh.
Check us out online at menageatoiradio.com. I guess that's it.
Goodbye, Tilda. We love you.
Goodbye.
Send in those dicks, guys.
Send those buttons. I gotta sew them onto a shirt.
Ooh, that'd be a great shirt.
A shirt with button dicks.
Yeah, just micro penises as the buttons.
Mm. Into it.
Into it.
This This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.